Appreciate everybody coming in tonight. I now call the meeting of the Mount Clovis Township Board of Zoning Appeals to order. Today is Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025. Please stand with me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
to dispense with the reading of last month's minutes from June 9, 2025 as submitted by the recording secretary.
Second.
Second by Lines. On the motion, Stewart? Yes. Lines? Yes. Ballmer? Yes. Stanton? Yes. So again, appreciate everybody coming in tonight. This evening, the public hearing dates to consider a conditional use section 4.2C of the zoning resolution. The applicant is requesting approval for the existing home to be used for church offices and to approve, and number two, for approval of two outbuildings on the property to be used for storage. The subject property is at 7759 Mount Clover Road, parcel 38-04261. The property owner is Mount Clover Road Baptist Church. Mr. Eric Wagner, the zoning administration, could you give us a little bit more insight and some information on this issue tonight?
Sure. I think you have a good mini story. Yeah, but basically, yeah, Mount Clover Road Baptist is asking for a conditional use to allow the existing home and the property to be used for church offices, and also allow the two existing outbuildings on the property to be used for storage for church belongings. And then this middle package includes, you know, interior photos of the house and the room layout of the house. And the package also has plans for the outbuilding and also for the shed. And the church was currently using the house's office space, but it has been notified that the conditional use permit to use the property and conform with the zoning resolution. They came and applied, and they've been working with me, and now they're here at the BZA. That's all I have.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So who is the individual representing this evening?
I am. My name is Jim Ehrman.
Would you come up?
Yes.
So we do not have to swear you in this evening, but would you state your name and pertinent information for this subject tonight?
My name is Jim Ehrman, I-R-M-E-N. I'm here on behalf of, and I represent Clover Road Baptist Church.
Can I have your address, please?
4 Seagate, 8th floor, Toledo, Ohio, 43604, Marshall and Melbourne.
Thank you.
I don't have a lot substantively to add to Eric's summary. We submitted a fairly, I'm confident with Eric's coaching, it was a complete package. Eric, as he always is, was extremely helpful for a nearly identical summary of the zoning resolution, even its most obscure corners, and walked me through a couple of things there, even demonstrated his ability to work through an early hiccup in a website access to the permit itself, and we got our fee paid and everything. I think the only thing substantively that I wanted to add is that I appreciate Eric's professionalism. He was helpful in expediting the process, and I think that's for the benefit of the township. I confess that with the real estate transaction in 23, when we acquired the property, early on the thought was that it would be used for a parsonage. It just never occurred to me when the decision was made in the summer following the January purpose that it was going to be office space that we needed to come in for a conditional use permit. So that's on me. Eric told me that there aren't any objections and that I would be well to be right, debrief, and be seated and answer questions. So, and I think I've introduced just some of them. You see, John Fish is here from the church, and there's a lot of church members here. And if you have any questions for me, I'm happy to answer them.
This is strictly offices, no room or boarding or anything like that?
No room or boarding, no residential. There's no parsonage space. Okay. If and when a decision is made that we want to do that, I will have it at the top of my list that I'll be back to ask you for that use, and also be in contact with the appropriate people at the county to make sure that it's approved for that occupancy.
It shows on the report an in-ground pool. There's not a pool there.
There's no pool there.
Okay. There's a pond, right?
There's a pond, yeah. Okay. That could be the patio. Maybe it looks like a pool from the...
Well, states on the in-ground pool.
Oh, yeah. There's maybe years ago. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is there enough parking area the way that you have it laid out right now for the staff to get in and maneuver?
Yes.
Before we have...
It's... there's been no parking added, but it came with, I think, 7 or 8 spots paved in front of the place, and plenty of driveway in the back. And it's rare that there are more than 6 or 7 cars there.
Okay. Just a little logistical question. You've got a couple offices that ingress and egress to are through other offices. Does that pose any problems?
I mean, none from a logistics or effective use suggestion. Ken Beer is also a member of our church, and he's working with Lucas County on if there are any special.
Sometimes, you know, it depends on whose office it is. You don't want anybody traipsing through if you're doing some counseling with them.
Right, right.
Yeah. It would be easy to put a little hallway with a couple of doorways in.
There's been very little done structurally to the homes.
Yeah, it's a beautiful home.
And and it suits our purpose well. Purposes.
And until this came before us, I drive by a couple, 3 times a week. Wouldn't have noticed there was any offices at all. It's well maintained, and the parking lot is pretty well screened.
Any other questions from the board? Okay. Thank you. So are there any other individuals that want to provide testimony tonight? If not, we'll... Is there anybody that opposes this change? Okay. Seeing none, then I think we're kind of at the last stage here. So, Mr. Ballmer.
Picking on me again.
I know.
I'm a retired guy that can do the homework. In section 4.2, which is our AR, agricultural residential zoning. An existing house is a permitted use, and the existing barn and shed were previously approved under accessory uses. Conditional uses allowed include a church or place of worship. So they're not a permitted use, but they're a conditional use. So that's why you're here. And a typical church would require office space for employees and storage for props, equipment, and supplies for church usage. And the conditional uses that we need to look at should meet the standards of Section 8.2. And those are 8.2A, the existing house barn fit into the AR zoning and does not conflict with the general objectives of the contemporary land use plan. In Section 8.2b, the existing building and barn are harmonious with the existing character of the general vicinity and blends in with adjacent properties. 8.2c, the proposed usage of the existing building and barn will not be hazardous or disturbing to existing or future neighbors. 8.2d, the proposed usage of the existing building and barn will be adequately served public facilities and services. And 8.2E, the proposed usage of the existing building and barn will not not involve uses, activities, processes, materials, equipment, etc., that will be detrimental to any persons, property, or the general welfare by reason of excessive production of traffic, noise, smoke, fumes, glare, vibration, or odors. And looking at Section 8.5, which are conditions of approval, Sections 8.5A and B, the property is well landscaped and has adequate screening and should be maintained. 8.5D, typical hours and days for the operation by the church staff should be maintained as they are. So with that, I would move to approve a conditional use to Section 4.2C for the existing house and barn at 7755 Montclover Road to be used for church offices, and at the existing barn and shed on the property to be used for storage, church equipment, and belongings, subject to any future parking areas that are required for the building be hard surfaced and screened from the street, and any lighting not flood neighboring property.
Second.
Second by Stanton. On the motion, Ross. Oh, I'm so sorry. Absent. Lines.
Yes.
Ballmer.
Yes.
Stewart.
Yes.
Stanton.
Yes. If there's no further discussion, I would make a motion to adjourn this evening's meeting.
Second.
Second by Ballmer. On the motion, Ballmer.
Yes.
Stanton.
Yes.
Stewart.
Yes.
Second line.
Yes.